We're going to try to do the, we're trying to do the action.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people have to leave, they're able to leave.
Item number 10, from the Comptroller, requesting authorization to deposit $1,482,928 in 2010 airport revenue bond proceeds into an escrow account with U.S. Bank National Association, the airport trustee, and process an administrative fund transfer to substitute the bond proceeds with airport reserve funds to pay for the completed narrow banding capital project.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'll try to be brief.
And louder.
And louder.
Right. I'll try to be brief and louder.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you go. As a part of the airport revenue bond financing that we had for 2013, we were financing about $1.8 million for a narrow banding project. The county previously had done a reimbursement resolution in 2010 for that item, and it had gotten missed, and so it's going to be included in the next financing, which was the 2013 one. It turned out that the project was not eligible because the placed in service date was outside of the time frame, with the exception of about $300,000. Therefore, since there was no eligible project to allocate those bonds for, because the narrow banding project is very specific, it's for radios and things like that. So unlike, say, a runway project, we didn't have a lot of other projects that we could allocate it to. So our only other option was, since it wasn't eligible for the 2013 proceeds, it was eligible for 2010, but we didn't have a project that basically could match the scope of work. So the only other option, based on advice from bond counsel, was to put it into an escrow account with the trustee. Now, the county already has a trustee for the airport revenue bonds, because when you issue revenue bonds, you have to have a trustee, and that was taken care of in 2000 when we had our first airport revenue bond issue. So I'm before you with the report and resolution asking for approval for the comptroller's office to have the funds placed in the account for the trustee for debt service. And then also the narrow banding project has to be paid for, and that would come from one or more of the reserves that the airport has to pay for that $1.4 million.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of item 10.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just curious. You mentioned Ms. Bryant, and I thank you for mentioning that. The remaining $1.42 million that was ineligible for the bond financing, so that you said that would be drawn from other airport reserves.
Yes.
Would that be, if that would be coming from the passenger fee? Or there are, I presume there is, you said there's other reserves, right? Mm-hmm. I was curious what those are.
Mr. Chair, they actually have a number of reserves. They have a development reserve, airport development reserve, and a number of other things. It wouldn't come from passenger facility charges because it's not an eligible financing item.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to approve. Any more discussion? If not, will you take the roll?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Okay. Item 11 is also an action item.